The ink on this year's state budget is barely dry, but the Shumlin administration is already putting together next year's spending plan. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, agency heads have been instructed to develop zero-growth budgets.
Caution and restraint. These are the two words Administration Secretary Justin Johnson is using to characterize the state's approach to building next year's budget. And caution and restraint, at this point at least, mean a level-funded spending plan for next year.
Level funding essentially means that agencies and departments will be required to present a budget to us that doesn't need any more money than they had last year.
This, of course, is no small challenge for the secretaries and commissioners responsible for adhering to Johnson's directive. The cost of running government, like most everything else in life, goes up every year, whether it's salary jumps for state workers, rising health insurance premiums, or increased energy expenses. Maintaining government at existing operational levels will cost more next year than it does this one.
So in a level funding exercise, we're expecting agencies and departments to absorb those increases.
How exactly they absorb those increases is where the conflict begins to arise. Johnson says creativity and innovation will allow agencies to improve operations and reduce costs without any terrible impact on the people government is supposed to serve.
So then they might have to look at, well, how are we doing this program? How are we doing the work? Could we do it with fewer people?
Steve Howard, executive director of the Vermont State Employees Association, says the possible program cuts will more likely be the straw that breaks government's back.
So when I hear level funding, what I hear is a budget that is likely to ignore the reality on the ground that in certain places that the public values, we are at the breaking point.
Howard says key state services are on the cusp of collapse, and he says recent studies underscore the need for more corrections workers, improved courthouse security, and more staff for child welfare offices. In a dilemma that boils down to money, Howard says chopping services or laying off employees is the easy way out.
It's harder to say to people who have enormous wealth and a tremendous amount of power that comes with that, hey, listen, we need to preserve our state's basic infrastructure. We need to keep this state strong, healthy, and vibrant, and it's going to mean an additional investment.
For everybody who says that, and plenty of people do, I also get a bunch of other people who say, I can't afford to pay anymore.
In the end, the administration budget will likely go up by at least as much as revenues are projected to rise, 3%, according to the latest economic forecast. Secretaries and commissioners have until September 25th to submit their budget plans. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.